Good afternoon. It is a Thursday, April the 26th, 2018, 15 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride. Now, we have got an exclusive this hour. So stick with me for a second. I do want to let you know that next hour, we are going to do some trivia. We had such fun with that yesterday, giving away stuff and doing trivia, that next hour from 1:10 to 2 p.m., we're going to go to our trivia questions that we did not get answered yesterday and give away some stuff. And I'm going to tell you about a very interesting phone call that I got yesterday off the air, which you will not want to miss, 1:10 to 2 p.m. today. Now, coming to this hour, this is, we are a radio station. We are here in Ohio, but from time to time, we get the exclusives. And nothing going on internationally is garnering more attention currently than the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Did you know the wedding's going on? No, you know the wedding's going on. May 19th at 4 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. That's when the wedding will happen, May 19th. Now, here's the exclusive today. We did some digging. We did some fumbling. We got out some old phone books. We got on the internet. And we were able to find the gentleman who is planning this wedding. The gentleman who is in Buckingham Palace in London, England, working directly with the Queen Elizabeth and Prince Charles. He is royal wedding planner Lord William Bleers. Oh my goodness. Now, you'll have to excuse me here because this is a very pricey phone call. So I did not want to start the call before we got on the air today. So I'm going to dial it now. Stay with me here. Let's see here. Okay, I think I got the number. Okay. I think we're ringing in London. Yes, could I speak with Lord William Bleers?
Speaking? I was just speaking to him. I just happened to be passing my office, and the phone rang. And I've got this man works for me. He didn't pick it up, so I picked it up.
Oh, well, God bless you, Lord Bleers. This is Scott Spears with WWGH Radio here in Ohio. We had contacted your assistant about talking with you about the big wedding coming up in just about a little under a month now.
Well, isn't that wonderful? I think all of the world is concerned about that.
I think that, oh, we all love it, because Prince Harry is marrying an American. This has never happened before.
Well, not only that, but, as you know, I've got so many things on my mind, because Meghan's been married before, and we haven't told the Queen yet. Well, which would probably upset her considerably.
So you're keeping this little nugget of information from the Queen?
Yes, we keep a lot of things from the Queen. Prince Philip, we are keeping away from him lately.
You know, Lord Bleers. Oh, what does being a lord mean?
Well, you see, you have senators, and you have and different people in your government. We have the same as ours. But we go to our parliament, we've made a lord, and most of us are born into royal families.
Were you born into the royal family?
I had a royal family, yes. We don't. My father was an alcoholic, so we don't talk too much about it. Every once in a while, the old man would come through the room just hiccuping. You know, it's about the only contact we had with him.
But that was kept from the Queen, I hope, as well.
Oh, no, but he happened to be one of the Queen's favorite cousins, because they used to nip together.
Well, you know, I've always wondered this, Lord Bleers. Is that what does the Queen keep in that big purse, handbag she carries around?
Well, I hate to tell you, but, you know, she's got a little bit of everything in there. But she said, you know, she always carries on the one arm. She always carries it on the right arm. And I don't think anybody that works with her ever said to her, can I carry it for you? They just let it go by.
You know, the Queen, as much as I like her, she doesn't smile a whole lot.
Well, you know, I'll tell you the truth. She didn't have a magnificent personality on the outside. But when she was a child, they were wonderful, Margaret and her. They used to play and romp and all those things. You know, it's a very, very, very tough job to be the Queen.
Oh, I would. Now, how old are you, Mr. Bleers? Lord Bleers?
Well, believe it or not, and I'm proud to say I'm 92.
So you used to play with the Queen because she's up in her
90s. Oh, God, yes, we're the same age. There's only a few days between the two of us. Yes, my God, I loved her.
What kind of a child was she?
She was a happy child. She really was. She was a happy child. And then she was, you know, they'd never thought they would be in that position to be the Queen of England. Her father was a sickly man, though. George, you know, was a sickly man. And when the brother met that woman, the American. And now it's the same thing happening. It's a funny thing, but this girl's American, and Simpson was American.
You are exactly right. Now,
Simpson was not the beauty this girl is.
Oh, this girl's
we finally
a beauty.
Got a beauty. We've got the girl before Kate, and now we've got Meghan, and they're absolutely charming.
You know, Lord Bleers, this must be a very busy week. Not only are you planning the wedding, which is coming up on May the 18th, but we just had another baby born.
Yes, a little boy was so thrilled. You know, in the royalty, to have a boy is like a top hat, you say, because the girls are wonderful, but the royal line is kept alive by boys.
Oh, you're exactly right. Now, you are there in England, London, England. You're in Buckingham Palace right now. What is the mood?
Across the way, Big Ben, listen.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not exactly the ringing as well as it generally is.
Well, hopefully the chimes will be fixed before the wedding.
Oh, ding-dong, the bells are going to chime. In May with some time, there's going to be a wedding. We are all heading for Harry and Meghan. Yes, it's got me singing, you know, because I certainly enjoy this situation.
Were you with the Queen earlier on today? Did you have a little nip at tea time?
Well, I didn't think anybody could notice that. You know what I mean?
I noticed even across the pond.
The way I feel today, I could drink the pond.
So how was the Queen? How was she today? Is she excited?
Well, you know, the Queen's got a lot of things, and I think the age is just about catching up to her, because the dress she had on today was not nice. Yeah, I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to say, Elizabeth, my cousin, you look terrible.
could be off with your head.
The tower we gave to Trump. Trump, they call it Trump's Tower now.
Okay.
That's the Trump has had more people in that tower than the Queen did.
Well, you know,
I like that. You like that?
I do. I mean, I'm fine with that. Sure. Now, about this wedding, how did you get the job at 92 years of age planning this big wedding?
Well, actually, I've got people assisting me. What I did, you know, she and I are very close, the Queen, and the Queen is so busy right now. And when I was a younger boy, I used to make the... Well, he's giving away my secret. But I used to make dresses and stuff like that, and I became very adept at the clothing and things. And I just said to her, I'll do it. And she said, what? And I said, I'll do it. So she said, all right, you do it, you know. Now, so I'm going to do it.
Now, is there a little paycheck involved here?
No, we didn't take money from each other. You know what I mean? We just get on a scale and weigh ourselves. It's called pounds. Ha, ha, ha! It's an English joke. I love it.
I
love it. You like that?
Oh, I did. And I can tell you're filled with exuberance because this wedding is under...
I beg your pardon. What was that I was filled with?
Exuberance.
Oh, I thought there was a new whiskey I didn't find out about.
you're drunk with happiness that this wedding is about to take place. Now, how is Prince Harry? Because he's a little bit of a rascal.
Well, you know what? They were monkeying around. Not so much William, but they always were looking for girls in Hollywood and places like that. And we were very worried about Harry. You know, being a red-headed boy the way he is, and fire in his heart. And when he found this girl, we thought it was wonderful. And she was married before, as I said before. And evidently it didn't bother her. And it's going to be all right. I think this is going to be a wonderful relationship between England and America. And this girl should cement that situation.
But,
and then we're all going to go and say, they're getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are going to chime. Harry and Meghan and Harry, oh, you both look very fine. Come on, everybody sing. I've had another little nip.
I can tell.
Yes.
What's going to happen, though, when the Queen finds out that she was married before to an actor?
Yes, it was to an actor. Well, you know, let me tell you something. The Queen at this age, just better watch her diet and things like that. I don't think she's age to worry about whether she was married before or not. And I think, personally, this girl's personality, because she's wonderful, will take to the Queen and the Queen will take to her. There'll always be an England as long as there's girls like that. She is a beautiful American. We pray she doesn't get fat. How about that one?
Now, is there any jealousy on Kate's part? Because now...
Oh, God, no. Kate is such a lovely girl. Can I tell you, sir, we've got to stop those two. We've got to get them separate beds. They have a baby a year.
Well, you know, they do seem to be multiplying rather fast.
Multiplying? My goodness gracious. That's unbelievable, William. That it doesn't look like he even says anything. And now, well, I guess he's quite adept at that, you know what I mean?
Oh, I think he is.
World, it must come from Henry VIII. You know, Henry VIII was a bounder.
A bounder.
We call them a bounder in England.
He was a bounder.
Yes.
How is Prince Charles, the father-in-law?
Well, can I tell you something? He's absolutely... Does you talk about someone with no personality whatsoever? Anyone that would marry... what's that girl's name?
Camilla.
Camilla. Oh, yes. Camilla's around horses all the time. That's why when she goes to a party, the rest of the people leave. I like that. You like that?
Oh, dear. You're going to get in trouble with the Queen.
No, not really. I'll just give her a little nip and we'll go right at it. She's really fond of horses, you know. She had horses, too.
The Queen had horses.
Oh, she's at Ascot every year.
You know, is the Queen... I always thought the Queen kind of had her finger on Charles, that he was kind of... You know, he didn't mess with Mom.
Well, you know, with Charles, you know, I don't think she's going to allow Charles to be king. I think very seriously, and I mean this in all sincerity, that she's going to choose William.
Now, does she get to...
I think that he's going to bypass the father because she doesn't want Camilla.
Now, does the Queen get to make that
Except
choice?
Camilla may like her because she hangs around horses, you know, she likes that odor.
Now, does the Queen get to make that choice? Is it like kind of an American Idol thing? Who's going
to
be the...
She has a right to make the choice.
She's been Queen for like 100 years.
Well, not really, you know. Her father died right after the war, George, and...
I believe it's over 70 years now she's been queen.
Yes. The father stuttered, you know. He could have opened up Circus Circus in Las Vegas. You know, that's the way it was named. Fella said to him, why did you call it Circus Circus? And the owner said, but the company made a mistake.
So tell us...
I enjoy calling us. I've got a personality, but I've got nothing in person.
In person, you're dull.
I'm an absolute... My family tells me that all the time. Sit over there.
Okay. Well, tell us about the big wedding coming up on the 18th between Harry and Markle.
It's going to be wonderful. And can I tell you, I'm making it a wee bit longer because I'm putting a tail on the dress.
A tail?
Well, I mean, we're going to have that, you know, the dress flowing, and it's going to be long. So he may be in the church before her.
Well.
I should have been a comedian.
You should have been. It's in your blood, I can tell. Now, she is, will she wear white? Because, you know, the Queen's all about tradition, and I'm not sure being married before if that's accurate.
Well, you know, I think you're absolutely right. We don't want her to wear white. We're having a little dispute about that now. You know, because she was married before. But I don't think the same things mean anything in our country compared to yours. You know.
We're a little more uptight about that sort of thing.
Well, that's more or less in the Catholic religion. And we do know ever since Henry, we're not Catholics anymore. He just took and turned over the whole religion, Henry did.
You know, it's going to be fascinating because... Meghan Markle is biracial, and I don't believe that's ever happened.
Well, you see, I wasn't going to bring that up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But no, it's certainly all right. It's perfectly all because we all know she is biracial. And I think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing for royalty. I mean that in all sincerity. And their children, God bless them when they come, you know, may pick up and move back to Africa.
Well, well, you know.
That's just a joke. I don't want to offend anybody.
No.
Because that is she is a magnificent girl and very, very intelligent.
She seems like she has a personality.
Oh, yes. She's going to... She's going to be a lifter there because Kate is. Kate has got a wonderful personality, and the two of them will get along famously.
Do they get along famously with Grandma?
Well, we don't know. She hasn't really been with her lately. I don't know. But I mean that eventually... They'll all be, let's hope the Queen lives another 10 years to get to know her. It may be a race to see who's going to have the most children. You know, they have got Kate and William have got a head start with three already.
They do. They got a big head start on Harry, but I have the feeling that Harry and Meghan are going to be cranking out these kids as well.
Oh, my goodness gracious. She's going to say, the Queen is going to say, the biracial sit on the left side and the other ones on the right side.
Oh, man. Now, the Queen, is she a good great-grandmother?
Well, I think she's been wonderful. I mean, what could you possibly say about any queen? The way the just the name Queen means something magnificent. You know, when you hear Queen, you look at something beautiful and something intelligent. And that's what it is with the Queen.
Now, does the Queen make cookies and give out candy to these kids, the grandkids and the great-grandkids?
Well, I think the last time the Queen was in the kitchen was 1951.
So she doesn't go to the kitchen very often, huh?
No, not very often. They bring her little treats to the room.
Oh, well, that's nice. What does the Queen like to eat?
The Queen is always on a diet. She's always got her, she has tea in the afternoon at 4 o'clock. And she has a few cookies there. And then she likes a little piece of fish well. And she eats slice. She's not a big eater.
Now, is she still getting around okay at 92?
Oh, yes. Oh, bless the Queen. Oh, bless the Queen. She's marching down. We want to tell you that we love our Queen. Everybody stand up and say, Queen Elizabeth, we love you.
Now,
I hope you don't mind. I threw that in.
No, that's wonderful. I think it's great that you're in such an exuberant mood. Now, where will you be when the wedding is taking place?
Where will I be? I'll be in the front row, naturally. You know, I'll be proud. I'll be proud because I'll say that I'll be there ringing my bell.
I would think, what's on the menu for the wedding?
Oh, it take too long to even tell you. I mean, it's going to be a fantastic menu.
What kind of cake? What kind of cake are we going to have?
Oh, the cake is going to be 7 feet high.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Now, is the
cake... Yes, as a matter of fact, they're baking it right now. And we're missing a baker. He could be in the cake.
Oh, my.
That was a good one.
Now, will the Queen partake in the cake? Does she like that sort of thing?
Well, you know, they're going to say to her, Your Highness, would you like to be the first to cut it? She says, I haven't cut it in years. Make no mistake, she's going to cut the cake. I mean, our Queen, she's as pretty as can be, and she belongs to all of England, you see. You know, every time I get on the phone, I just get crazy.
Well, this is a wonderful experience because we as Americans, I think, are more interested in this wedding than we were in William and Kate because it's got so many aspects. You know, it's an American girl.
Well, I think that's exactly right. You know, it is an American girl, and she was an actress, and a very good actress, too, by the way. And they showed all of that to the Queen.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yes. As they showed before everything, they brought all that film in so the Queen would see, she'd know she's getting this lovely girl.
Oh, so she's okay with the actress part?
Oh, God, yes. You know, at this age, she's thrilled about anything, you know.
How is...
You know, like Prince Philip went to the washroom by himself. She got so excited.
Well, didn't we hear a couple years ago that Prince Philip had retired? What's he up to now?
Well, he's not feeling very well. You know, he's past 92. I think Prince Philip is 94.
Yeah, he's up in age.
Yes. But he's not exactly feeling... But he was... The marriage was magnificent. One of the great, great royal weddings of all time, royal marriages.
Now, when will Philip, is he? Do we think he's going to make it to the wedding at this point?
Oh, oh God. Yes, either that or they'll push it up. They'll go from the 18th to sooner than that.
Now, is it hard to get a ticket to this wedding? Because I was thinking about coming to this wedding.
You thinking of coming to the wedding? Could I tell you something? Save yourself a trip. I don't quite think the boy from Ohio at a radio show would get into this particular wedding.
Well, I was hoping, since we'd established a relationship, that you could get me in.
Well, no, can I tell you something? If you had a television show, I may do it. But a radio show, I don't think so.
Well,
did you like that?
Oh, dear. Lord
Wait,
please.
I've got my friend here that works for me. He's an ordinary man. Let's see. He's an ordinary man. He can do the things he can. He's going to say to you about the Queen.
Oh, okay.
Hello. Oh, me with the Lord here, and he's saying me for talking to you. You know what I mean? And we're all excited right here in England. You know what I mean?
I understand. I'm glad to hear it. Is the
yes,
Queen...
We're right here, you know what I mean? And then we're going to do it, and we're going to have a great wedding, and the Lord said, I should send you pictures.
Oh, do you have, like, cell phones and things?
Oh, yeah, we're going to, you know what I mean? We're going to do all that stuff.
Well, let me tell you, that Lord was a little shaky. Do you think you could get me into the wedding?
Well, you know what I do? I'll slip into his room and see if I can take a couple of tickets.
Oh, there's tickets.
Yes.
No invitation. It's like scalping tickets. No invitations.
I've got to scalp them, you know. I've got to go to a guy that sells them.
Now, is there any way I could speak to the Queen?
Speak to the Queen. Can I, well, just a moment. Let's go put the Lord back on.
Okay, Lord.
What is he says you want to speak to the Queen?
I want to speak to the Queen. I mean, I don't think the Queen has ever been on radio.
No, well, I think she's been on radio. Oh, yes, I think the Queen has been on everything, even a throne. I like that.
It was good. Well, everybody wants to talk to the Queen. You know, the two people we always want to interview are the Queen and the Pope, because they don't do interviews.
Yes, well, you go to San Francisco, they tell me you can find a lot of queens there. I'm really on tonight, aren't I?
Oh, my. I tell you, I should have called before tea time.
Yes, yes. It's tea for you and tea for me. Put a bit of whiskey, I'll keep drinking all day long, it's true. I just made that up.
Well, that's good. You're very versatile.
Well, at this time of the morning, I've always been that way. You get me a little bit later on in the afternoon. They put me in the closet and hide me till 6.
Well, I tell you what, Lord Bleers, so the Queen is in, I can't get the Queen for a few seconds?
No. I'd like to put her on. She's got a cold, you know. She would sound like, hello, how are you? I'm the Queen. You know, old man, I'm very excited about them getting me. You know, you don't want to talk to her like that, do you?
That sounds like the intercom. That sounds like it could have been her.
Yes.
Queen Elizabeth.
Very good. But I'll tell the Queen that you wanted to talk to her. She'll be thrilled about that.
Yeah, just give me, and let her, just say smile a little more.
Oh, if Elizabeth smiles, she'll smile at the wedding. I guarantee it, she'll smile. Well, she'll even sing, I'm going to smile at my grandchild's wedding. He is heading to be the king, proud as can be, the queen you see. Well, there's a great lyric to that, if I can remember it.
It's a wonderful thing. You know where this came from? I remember about 10 or 15 years ago, the queen was celebrating her 60th anniversary, and they were having the big jubilee. And she was on this boat, and kids were singing, and everybody was out of school, and all her family was there, and the army was firing off cannons, and she's just sitting there frowning.
And Karen, she was frowning?
Oh, she wouldn't crack a smile.
Well, you know why? Because she invited Cary Grant, and he didn't come till later. And Cary Grant said, "My goodness gracious, it's a wonderful thing. Here's the Queen. Look at this great celebration. There's only one thing that's going to top this great celebration, and that's the wedding of your grandchild."
Oh, we're all so excited. Pass on our best to the Queen. And, Meghan will have to wear her hats now, won't she? Isn't that a must in the royal family for the women?
They have to wear hats?
They have to wear hats like the Queen wears.
Well, I don't think they'll wear it like the Queen. The Queen's hat has got diamonds and it's called a crown. See, we don't call it a hat.
No, she wears those hats. Those brim hats.
Well, I mean, when she goes out, just she put the crown one time on the throne, and it was, oh God, was a terrible excitement going on as she sat down.
Hey,
that's the first time we heard the Queen scream.
Well,
is he wonderful?
Oh, it's wonderful! I can hardly wait for Christmas. Yes.
Oh God, I've got wonderful songs for Christmas.
Oh, give me one. Is it about the British?
There'll always be an England, and Christmas is our favorite time. You can hear the chimes a-ringing. You can hear the children singing. Oh, thank goodness we love Christmas every December 25th.
So that the Queen and Philip and William and Kate and Meghan and Harry and the 18 great-grandchildren and Charles and Camilla, they all get around the piano with You, Lord Blears at Christmas and sing that tune.
Well, you know, I took lessons. I had a 9-foot chickering once.
Did you?
Yes, and someone said it was owned by George Gershwin. I was very thrilled about that. So when I play, we all sing.
Oh, God bless.
And we sing, they'll always... Oh, I sang that already, didn't I?
You know, what does the Queen say when she drinks the tea? Because everybody else says, to the Queen. What does she say?
Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it.
Now, oh, good.
Yeah. Now, my final question is, now, this may seem like an odd question, but in all the pictures I've seen of the Queen, I don't think in the 72 years she's been Queen, has she ever worn trousers?
Well, evidently, underneath her dress, but I don't think she wore... Even when she rode, you know, that's very funny. I've got to go back and check that, because I really don't know if she ever wore trousers when she was riding. Oh, she must have. Jodhpurs. She had jodhpurs, yes.
Well, you know, she always looks like she's going to an Easter dinner. She always has those, like, blue and yellow, and she's very colorful.
She does that. She doesn't look comfortable when she's walking.
Oh, well, I feel...
It looks like she wants to take her and rip off those clothes and yell, "Here it is!" You know what I mean?
Well, I tell you, Lord Blears, I can't thank you enough for joining us. We have another guest this hour, a legendary comedian, Shecky Green, here in the United States. And we always like to hear from him.
What was that name?
Shecky Green.
Keep repeating it. Don't ever let him forget me.
I heard he was coming to the wedding.
I couldn't even go to my own... Well, I couldn't say that. That's a terrible thing to say. I was going to say my own funeral.
Well, Lord...
I'm going to hire someone to do it for me.
Well, we're going to go to Shecky Green. Lord Blears, we're going to take a little break here, but I can't thank you enough. The phone bill, is probably astronomical. Can I bill the Queen for this phone call?
Can I tell you something? You send that bill and she'll send it right back to you.
Oh, God bless her. To the Queen, and we'll be right back with Shecky Green after this short but very important break.
Haley from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and you know, Charlie Evers is a Marion radio legend. and you can catch him right here on WWGH 107.1 FM and streaming live on the internet at WH1071.com. Charlie also takes your calls on anything under the sun by calling this number, 740-383-9944. Speedy delivery.
The Fayee Bank Charlie Evers Show every Wednesday and Thursday, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and Friday, 1:10 p.m. till 3 p.m. on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Hey, and we're back here, Scott Spears, 49 minutes past the hour, and now we're joined by one of my favorite people, legendary comedian who can do just about anything, Shecky Green. Shecky, how are you?
I'm great, and I want to thank you for calling me to talk about that wonderful lady.
Oh, you know, this wedding is going on, and we are so excited over in England. You know, it's really a unique thing.
Isn't it wonderful that there's such happiness and all of that gaiety going on over there? And take a look at what we got. This guy's in for 2 days, that guy's in for 3 days, that one's gone, the doctor is gone, my God.
Oh, it's...
I was going to call him the other day and get some sleeping pills.
Yeah, you know, how did he get by? Apparently he was George W. Bush's doctor, he was President Obama's doctor. How did he stay in that office so long?
Could I tell you something? This, to me, Trump has been knocking Obama and knocking everything is Obama's fault, and now he comes out and says, but Obama even had him as a doctor. Now he's making Obama a nice guy that he had the doctor. I mean, he better get himself together.
Well, it's something over there right now. You know, why has politics become so mean? We had the passing of Barbara Bush last week, and everybody came together, but it still doesn't fix everything.
Well, you know, we talked about the Queen. When Barbara Bush was in, she was very queenly, if you think about it.
She was.
Some of the women are nice and everything else, but she had a queenly part of a feeling about her. And... It's an amazing thing that the Frenchman came. Chez les rangs équipes, Pierre Tombage, the president from France, he came. They were kissing Trump, and he were kissing. They were holding. He's a germophobic, but they were holding. They were kissing. That was more than he had with the girl. And she got 130,000. Think about it.
Well, you know what's interesting is that Trump's lawyer on this whole Stormy Daniels thing is going to plead the fifth.
Is it, can I tell you something? How frightened I am when I was working and everything, and I cheated a little bit, not on my wife. I wasn't married. But, I mean, all those girls are going to come after me.
Oh, no.
I could see people knocking on the door. That 92-year-old man, I want to talk to him.
Well, we hope not.
Meet him at the bank.
That's right. That's how it goes. You know, Shecky, every time you're on, we love this story, and I always hear a lot of positive feedback because we have now dubbed this the funniest story in talk show history, and it's the time you guested on Fantasy Island. Tell the story.
I want to tell you, don't look at my wife like that. Our villages...
Yeah, so you were late.
I was late. I was a guest on that. I'm late for every show. I don't know why. They must give me the wrong time. But I was on late for Splash, and I was almost not in it.
I don't think it was called Splash.
Yeah, I would know. I did Splash with Tom Hanks.
Oh,
because with Tom Hanks, he wasn't too happy with me.
So you showed
Whatever
up.
Whatever happened to his career?
I don't know. I haven't heard it from Tom Hanks in quite a while.
It is.
I know.
But our village says, you know, everything in my life, it seems there's got to be a topper to it. There's got to be a punchline. Anyway, I get out of the car, go in. He says, I want to tell you something. You were holding all them people up. You know that? I said, who is this? You know, the guy was by my knees. I couldn't look down at. And what's his name came over, Ricardo came over to me and he says, Shaky, want to tell you, don't worry about him. You know, just ignore him. He's saying to something, don't say nothing. So now I sit down, and a girl comes over, and they tell me it's Linda. And that was his wife. They just got married. And she says, Shecky, could I get you coffee? And I said, that's very sweet of you. Thank you. He came, hey, listen, I want to tell you something. You don't talk to my wife. I'm going to take a gun and shoot you. I says, what? How? Where did this come from? You know, it's like being caught in the middle of the Wizard of Oz.
Ooh.
At the Wicked Witch's wedding.
So, and Ricardo pulled you aside after that.
And Ricardo says to me, Jackie, don't let him bother you. I said, little son of a gun has got a gun. And later on, we found out he had a gun. He carried it when he was, and he went to shoot this wife, Linda. But I don't know, they put him away someplace. But, you know, generally when you go to jail, you get a number 5976. He had half, quarter, three, a third on his...
Now,
his number was a half, a third, what?
the funny thing about that story is that Ricardo thought he was crazy too, right?
Oh, he said, Jack, I want to tell you something. This little man is, but it's a good show, but this little man is crazy. I said, how do you take this? He says, well, he only bothers my knees. He don't bother anything else. He can only go up to the knees.
Oh, dear. You know, it's amazing. He threatened to shoot you over a cup of coffee.
Yeah, because I talked to his wife. I was making out with his wife.
Well, where was this woman at? I mean, did she talk to anybody else?
Nah, she was on the set. She was a lovely girl. She said, now, you want to know a pretty girl? Where did she... What was in her brain to marry this whatever it was, you know?
Maybe he had some dough.
Well, at the end, he used to get, when they took him out, they put him back in a bottle, and they took him home.
And of course, no...
Hey, wait, I want to ask you, is he dead now?
Yes, Hervé's gone.
Oh, then I can tell you these stories. I was waiting to see who's at the door.
Hervé with papers.
Oh, God.
You know, you couldn't get away with that today. Everybody's got a cell phone on you. Somebody would have gotten him threatening them.
Nah, I don't know everybody today. Can I tell you something? I'm looking at what's happened. Roseanne came back, and I mean, this one that sang the Star Spangled Banner, she should have twisted her head off. And I don't know. America's strange.
It is, and it harkens for the days of, you know, the Ed Sullivans, who, you know, our conversations with Ed Sullivan are very interesting because it fascinates me that he thought he had talent.
Well, you know, he did have talent. He had a show. I mean, that's talent. I mean, when you go on a show making that kind of money and sponsored by one of the top car companies and everything else, and he was idolized because to get on the Sullivan show was really something. Tonight on our show, I'm going to have, and when he came up to a performance, I'm going to give you three shots on my show, and I want you to really tear them apart.
But he was not even a particularly good introducer. How do he used to introduce you?
But that was the great thing about it. Major Bowes wasn't either. Major Bowes was an old man, you know, and it's like even Arthur Godfrey. And there was no Arthur Godfrey had a tyrant, you know. He had all those people in the palm of his hand. So people that are in charge of shows, that don't mean they're talented. They just get shows.
Oh, I'm so glad that you brought this up because after your last appearance on the show, we got a lot of calls because you told the story about how the Green Room got named.
Well, I don't know. I want to say this again. The Green Room, he gave it the Green Room because he used to put me in it. And then the Green Room, all of a sudden, I start hearing about the Green Room. I never heard about the Green Room before that. You know, maybe it was, but I don't know why particularly they would call it the Green Room. Why not the Blue Room or the Yellow Room?
Was the room you were in green?
No. But you know what's funny? I'd like to go back to those days, change my name to Brown, and see if they have the Brown Room.
Now, why was Ed Sullivan putting you in a room?
Ed Sullivan didn't like my material. Well, I never rehearsed, and I never did a rehearsed show. And I'd write right at the last minute, I'd write a show. Anyway, he didn't like what I was doing because of, I once talked about mine disaster, and there was a mine disaster in Nova Scotia. So he thought I intentionally wrote that, but I didn't write that. There was, in Nova Scotia, there was a mine disaster. And I said to the miners, what's that? You weren't hurt, it was soft coal. What's that? The bird died? You know, I did stupid jokes like that. So anyway, he says, from now on, Chicky, Sharky, you're going to tell me what you're going to do. So he would take me up to a room and ask me to do what I was going to do on the show. And it was ridiculous, because nothing is funny when you're one-on-one. You know, and then as I heard it, I got rid of it too. It was terrible.
Well, tell me about when you went up there and you did your act and Ed Sullivan sitting there. Did he do anything?
He never talked, never said anything, just opened the door, walked out.
Did he say, that'll pass? We will.
He didn't even give me that gratification, no.
Because God bless her heart, Phyllis Diller, who was on this show about 35 times, told me one time that she was supposed to be on the last Ed Sullivan. And she went down and she did her rehearsal because Ed had to approve everything.
Yeah.
And when she got the cards back, they had taken out all her punchlines. So she canceled the show. She didn't do it. She said there's nothing there.
I saw the first show she did at San Francisco with the Smothers Brothers. They worked a place called the Purple Onion.
And what? How was she?
She had a magazine, and she did like a modeling thing with a magazine. And I thought it was terrible. But you couldn't go by me. I didn't know. You know.
Well, were you on the last Ed Sullivan?
No. I was on his anniversary show, his 11th year. That was another disaster. But
what finally ended your relation? I know you got close after he was off the air, but
after the air and off everything.
So what ended your relationship with Ed, where you weren't going on the show anymore?
Well, no, that was right near the end, though. The show was just about over. I did near the end, you know.
By that point, was that okay? Was he still making you come up to the office?
Yeah, he forgot everything. Are you kidding? He forgot. He thought he'd put his arm around you and says, "Hi there, Chicky. What are we going to do?" And he forgot. He didn't know.
Poor.
As a matter of fact, he was sponsored by Ford. He got into a Chevy and drove away.
With a pile of money in those days.
Yeah, wait. I like that.
God bless him.
Isn't it something to be funny at 92? Whatever happened to me when I was working?
Well, you know what? This is what I say. I still say you should be out working. You can sit down and do that. You know, just free associate with the audience like we do here. It's hilarious.
But let me tell you something. What's strange? Don Rickles worked. I love Don Rickles, but Don worked, and I used to beg him, "Why, you're not well. You're not well. Why are you going out?" And he would come out and sit on a chair, and it looked terrible. It really, my heart broke every time I saw it. You know?
Well, here's my idea, Shecky. I think that you should find a person and then just take somebody who can kind of, you know, steer the conversation.
Talk to me.
Yeah, steer the conversation, and you can answer spontaneously. Boy, that would go over big. That'd be fun.
I did for a couple of women's shows. I did the ladies' luncheon thing or something. They invited me, and then the woman was explaining what I was saying. Because I was saying, "Troki Marija Bobov Yetske." And she was translating everything.
Oh, my.
But one joke, she didn't translate too good. They booed me.
Well, here is what I know, that Shecky Green is a genius at any age, and I am always thankful when you come on. And
what a sweet man.
The door is always open. Shecky, the time always goes by so fast, and I cannot wait for our next visit. And happy belated 92, and hope for 100.
Okay, well, you'll be around.
I'll be around, and so will you.
You'll be around to wish me happy birthday when I am 93. You're going to call up me, don't you know? Okay.
Shecky, until we meet again.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ohio. I love you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Shecky Green, the one and only. We're coming back with trivia after this break.
The Beltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
This is Patty Worcester with Marion Midget Football of the Marion Community.